has become commonplace. Those of you who have so faithfully followed the exploits of Sherlock Holmes are entitled to know the previously undisclosed events that took place in the fall of 1887 in the far-off colony of Ceylon. Sherlock Holmes had been sent to Ceylon by the Foreign Office and directed to investigate the tragic death of a Mr. George Atkinson at the hands of a band of barbaric local thieves, or so it was reported. There was some urgency to the assignment. We were immediately dispatched on the Condor-class sloop Mutine. It was a gleaming new ship of the line that had been assigned to the China Station and would drop us off in Ceylon and its maiden voyage. We had made our way around Gibraltar, past Port Said through the canal, and on across the Arabian Sea in remarkable time. Now we were about to enter the capital of Ceylon, the gracious city of Colombo. The following morning, we descended to the quay and were ushered immediately to a carriage that bore the crest of the Galface Hotel. We enjoyed our short ride through the Fort District and down along the Gaul Road with the wide vista of the Indian Ocean on our right. The hotel, a magnificent whitewashed colonial edifice, sprawled for...